USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration will levy sanctions on Russian banks and individuals in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's movement of troops into the eastern region of Ukraine. This move, as the crisis in Ukraine is already causing a spike in energy prices, which has the White House reportedly considering another release of petroleum from the government's strategic oil reserves. Energy expert Phil Flynn telling Fox News that's not the way to go.
That's not why we have a strategic petroleum reserve, because you can't stabilize the price of oil with so little oil.
Home prices surged nearly 19% last year. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing that Phoenix topped the list with a 32% annual increase. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon is facing backlash over his handling of charging a transgender person after audio recordings of the offender celebrating getting a light sentence. Hannah Tubbs pleaded guilty of assaulting a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom when she was 17 and identified as a boy. Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney John Hutami is describing the victim and her mother's reaction. Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney John Hutami is describing the victim's and her mother's reaction to the recording on Fox News.
The victim and the victim's mom feel like they've been abandoned, that they haven't been given justice, that the DA basically ignored them.
Gascon is facing a recall election in Los Angeles. The final ratings for the 2022 Winter Olympics are out, and it's bad news for NBC.
There were many reasons to think NBC made a wise business decision in 2014 when it secured the American media rights to the Olympics through 2032 for $7.75 billion. As the controversial Beijing Winter Olympics come to a close, Americans have lost interest in the games this go-around. According to Nielsen's rating service, American viewership was down 42% from the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.